Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Congressman Fortenberry. It's wonderful to have you in the NFA studio. We're located right next to the Capitol almost.
Well, Karen, first of all, let me thank you for having me on the program, but also thank you for your dedicated leadership and the mission of the Nebraska Family Alliance.
You were telling me you're introducing new legislation. Tell me what that's about.
Well, I hopefully am always clear in terms of my public role that I'm pro-life, and I think if we're going to build a truly just and good society, one that embraces this deeper sense that no person ever ought to be thrown away, is really at the core of the message. And of course, in Congress, we'll debate various issues about trying to prohibit abortion or other measures like that, and we've done that for decades, and that's a very important part of this because, again, it's a matter of justice. But I've always felt like there's a deeper issue here that, again, abortion so often happens because a young person is in a moment of vulnerability, and they may feel scared or not have the resources, knowing where to go, or worse yet, coerced by an uncaring boyfriend into a choice that has ramifications for life. So what the care for her concept is about is trying to change the culture within government so that we have a decided preference for life. In other words, at that moment of vulnerability, a woman knows where she can turn and receive community support and help so that she can be empowered to make that choice for life. I think this is a very important new way of thinking about how we address this deep question of vulnerability. If we can help women at that moment versus what I call a choice culture, which orients toward, again, the abortion industry, if we can orient government toward, no, here is what is available to you. There will be a community and support network around you to help, no matter how difficult the circumstances are, get a person through. I think that would be tremendous new initiative. And so we're working on this concept. In fact, it was the millennial generation who gave me the idea of calling it Care for Her.
Congressman Fortenberry, I thank you for your commitment to advance the culture of life.
You're generous.
Not only in Nebraska, but our nation.
Thank you.